Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what social impact has Mamanet had in Israel? The Israeli Mamanet Nukum League is the largest social sports project specifically for mothers. The league was established in 2005 and has since spread to thousands of players all across the country. The league is associated with local schools, so the entire project is community-based. Nukum is a team game that's similar to volleyball, but with one difference. The ball can be caught and thrown by the players and not just hit. This makes it possible for women of all ages and all levels of fitness to participate. Mamanet is not only limited to Israel, but in recent years has expanded to several countries in Europe and America, and last month they held their first international tournament on the Costa Brava near Barcelona, Spain. Ofra Abramovich, the founder of Mamanet and chairwoman of its board, spoke with us about the project, its benefits and social influence, and the recent tournament.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Ofra. Could you tell us what Mamanet is?
Yes, Mamanet is a league for mothers. This is a new model that we developed in Israel. I developed it. And the teams are according to the children's school, and each team of mother of each school play against each other. So this is in one community, you have a big Mamanet league in each community.
And the game that you play is Nukum. What is Nukum?
Nukum, it's called also Kashi Ball. Kashi Ball is an alternative way of volleyball, that instead of hitting the ball, you catch it. This is why it's called Kashi Ball. You catch the ball and then hit it. It's the same rules as volleyball, but the only difference is that you catch the ball, so every mother can play.
Now, how old are the mothers? I mean, what is the relationship between the mothers and children? How old are the mothers and how old are the children?
Okay, the mothers are in different ages. As long as she's the mother, she can be 21 or 55 or 64. Doesn't matter for us. She's the mother, she's in the league. She allows to play. And the connection is that each mother represents the school that her child is learning. This is a very tight connection.
Oh, so she has to have children who are going to school.
Also, because we had a big popularity of the game, we allow the mothers with children in kindergarten also to come and play. And the mothers that her children finish school allowed to play as well in the league. As long as she's a mother, it's okay in a different team. But the hardcore, the nuclear model is according to the school that the children are learning. This is the majority.
Now, when you talk about communities, are you talking about cities in Israel?
Our model is that in each city, in each municipality, big city, small, village, kibbutz, whatever, in each one of them, there is a league. And the league is contained approximately from 50 mothers to 300, 400 mothers playing at the same place. And because they are meet each other for the game, first it's like a non-virtual Facebook that you meet the mothers every week for games. And you build community because those mothers that besides playing, they are doing many, many things besides it. So they build a very strong community in each place that the Mamanetis exist. That's why many mayors of municipalities call us for Mamanet to come and be in their city. They understand the impact of a league of mothers because mothers are a role model for the children. To do sport, to be active, to eat well, to everything. So while the children see the mothers doing sport, they want to do the same. And this is a great, great difference between a league, a regular league and mothers league, because it has a lot of impact on the children.
How many communities are you in?
Almost 100 now.
Wow.
And we are, yes, and we are planning to open in this week, five, and then in the next future, many, many. Our goal is that wherever our mothers, there will be a Mamanet League. This is our goal. This is our vision. Not only in Israel, but also in other countries.
Can you tell us about the origin of Mamanet? When was it founded and where did the idea come from?
It was founded 10 years ago. We just celebrated a decade. And I started it because I went to only a course of Kashibol. And I played and I felt this is, it gave me so much happy. And it brings me back to age of 16 when I was in a school, high school. And the fun and the friends that I found. And the time for myself besides the raising the kids. And this makes me so happy. And so I decided that if I'm happy like this, I want other mothers to be happy like me. This is the way it started. And then I went to my mayor and I said to him, I want to open a league for mothers. And he said to me, what are you talking about? What is it? There is not such a thing. And I said, I know, but I want to open this so it will be like this. And it wasn't easy. Because, first of all, the sport is like controlled by men. And bringing women and mothers to do sport, it wasn't so easy to digest, to understand it. But, you know, I didn't give up. And I eventually did it.
Where do you live?
In Kfar Saba, Israel.
And so did it have a very good reception? I mean, did a lot of mothers sign up at the beginning? Was it hard for you to find people?
First of all, I went to each school, each class, and I said to them in the parents gathering together, I come with the principal of the school, and I said to them, I'm going to open a league for mothers. Please come, and you will have a league and games and the tables and referees. And our standards from the beginning was NBA standard with everything that needed for a good and a respectable league. And at the beginning, they come 9, then 16, and then 50. And then I understand this is going on the right way. And after I open in my hometown a league with 300 mothers, then it got impact on other cities, and they start to call me, and I went to them and helped them to open the Mamanet League. And now we have almost 10,000 mothers playing in this league. This is the biggest women league in Israel. And this is the third branch now after football, soccer, and the basketball. This is Mamanet in Israel.
Wow.
And now they implement it in Italy and in Austria and in Cyprus and in other countries. But because, not because of the game, but because of the vision. Because we consider to be a social movement, not only game, but whatever the mothers are represent, it's not only the game, but it's a lot of different things that impact women and mothers making doing sport like this. And this is a very, very big issue. And we do a lot of social work, like we teach women in jail, we teach them to play the game. So we come to them and teach them, and they are playing together, and they start to talk to them, between them together. They never did it before. And when they go out from jail, then they go to different cities, they can play Mamanet in the other cities. And this is a very big issue. They enter the community and no one knows their past, and they start to play like one of the others. And their children also got to know other people like this. You know, they become together, enter the community very easy. And also we have in the shelter the places for beaten women. Also we teach them Mamanet, and it's a very big impact. And I want to tell you that in the jail, the principal of the jail is taking this model to show it in a big panel in the United States of a prison conference.
Yeah, I think social networking is very, very important, and it's very important to have some kind of community or some kind of group that you can identify with no matter where you go? I mean, I'm sure that anybody who's in MamaNet who goes to another place where there's MamaNet, they already have friends, kind of.
Definitely. Now there is a team from Israel going for vacation in Italy, and they will go to Torino, and they will start MamaNet there. They will help them to open a MamaNet league there. Just tomorrow it will be happening in Italy. And in Israel, the networking is like it's 10,000 mothers that are connected between each other. And when I need something for a service like a lawyer or like an accountant or like a flower, whatever, I'm checking with MamaNet. Mm-hmm. Who is in this occupation, and I text MamaNet and I give them the job, because so it's, for us, it's a big privilege, and we help them and their business.
Do you do any activities together with the children?
Of course. First of all, we have KidNet. KidNet is a tournament that we do for the kids. So in each municipality, that there is a kid tournament. It's like 200, 300 children, and you need no flower and no marketing, because each mother brings her two or three children, and you have plenty of them, and they are playing, and they are exposed to the game, and they are be aware, and we do a lot of activities with them. And now we have a big national KidNet with 22,000 children from all around Israel.
You said that at first you ran into a little bit of difficulty with the mayor. Have you run into any kind of problems, let's say, with the husbands or with anybody else who kind of thought, well, women shouldn't be doing this?
I want to tell you that I was surprised. It was the opposite. And many women come to me, many mothers, and said it changed my life in the way that, first of all, we put the mother in the center. She's the star, and the children and the husband come to cheer her up. So this is a different attitude. We used to see that the mother is the role model for doing sport. Now she is the mother, and the husbands are very proud of them, because when a mother is happy, she's going to play for 2 hours and she comes happy, and she starts to watch her weight and what she's eating, and start to be to active active life with the family. The husbands are very happy about it. They support her, and they come early from work to watch the children when she has the game or training. So we changed the way of life of many families, and this is for good. And by the sport, the hegemony in sport, it's not easy yet, because many men that control the sport in the municipalities don't understand yet what is the big deal. But, you know, you can't ignore the numbers and what's happened in every city. So they understand that they need to do something about it. So we changed the set of priority that the mothers deserve to get their hours for the league. So we changed the hegemony. And what else is very important, we opened a MamaNet Academy. And we have a coach courses, referees courses, a scorer courses. So many mothers become coaches, become referees. They start to speak the sport language. They start to understand. So they sometimes attend to watch football with the husband, because they understand what is sport about.
Uh-huh.
So this is very important. And they also got another salary. So help the economy, because they are started to be coaches and earn money from this. So this is also a change that we made.
Can you tell us what you're doing in Spain?
Enjoy very much, that I can tell you. This is the first international tournament, MamaNet tournament, that we do. And we pick Spain because of everything. Because the places, because of Barcelona, and because of the gym that you have here. It's like 5 nets. And this is not very often to see such sport facilities, very improved sport facilities. So for us, it was a good combination of good food, good traveling, good weather, and good facilities for making this huge, huge tournament with almost 400 mothers.
And who is participating? Are any Spanish organizations involved, or is it just Israelis?
that's not just Israelis, also Italian, from Austria, from Cyprus. And we are calling from here to Spain to join this Mama Net, because every mother can do it anywhere in the world. And we help countries to build the Mama Net League. And we have in October a seminar and tournament in Eilat, Israel, which we invite from all around the world to come to play. And we have a seminar there that we teach how to build this Mama Net League. We did it in Italy, in the village, the Olympic village. They invited us for 4 days, and we teach them. And now they have like 15 teams and more than 100 mothers in 2 months. And they grow up like, you know, many, many of them. In Italy will be a huge Mama Net League.
What are your plans for the future?
Our plans in many different ways, because we are a sportive social movement league. We have in the professional issue, we want to be the best in this field. We are the first to apply it in different countries. And in terms of social movement, we will bring every mother deserves to have the opportunity to be in such a league and to contribute to her family, to her society, to her community in that way, and to be very proud of it. So in every where there are mothers, there will be Mama Net. And of course, maybe one day we will also bring the peace, you know?
Ah, that's a lot harder than playing volleyball.
Now we had also from different, like we have a very religious women, Jewish, and very religious Arab mothers here, and very secular ones, and we all mix together, and when they are on the court, you don't recognize who is who, mm-hmm. you know? You don't have to talk, and you don't need to have politics, you just play. And from playing and being together, you build a very, very good society, and you bring a lot of very good ideas that we make them come true.
If you have a group, let's say, that has a lot of women, how do you decide who's on which team? How do you divide up into teams?
Each school, from each school, you pick a team. All the mothers from the same school are in the same team. This is how it goes. 10 to 12, like volleyball. It's 10 to 12 in each team. In one school, you can have many teams. Like we have in a few schools, 4 teams.
Oh, so the people from the school itself divide up into the teams.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, and each school versus other school, they are competing.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us that we might not have asked?
I just want to call the Spanish mothers, and not only the mothers, the sport in Spain, to raise this you know, glove or something, to give the opportunity to the mothers in Spain to experience this Mama Net League and to be part of it. Because it really changed our lives, really. I just want to thank, you know, you for this conversation.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
For more information about Mama Net, please go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.